don't understand forced chemistry. I don't get it. You can't write chemistry. You can't do it. Like all my children, they're insisting on putting Hannah and Josh together.
Oof.
It doesn't work. Days of Our Lives. It's terrible. Sean and Belle, they're awful.
And the question
do
is,
they still have fans? I mean, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't. It's beyond my comprehension. I mean, Josh and Cassie are a perfect example.
Josh and Cassie. I mean, it's almost every soap. They're forcing a couple. Brad and Sharon. I don't think they have a bit of chemistry. I don't think they have an ounce of chemistry. Josh and Cassie is an excellent point. Nicholas and Emily on General Hospital. Even though they're very pretty together. I don't think they have an ounce of chemistry. And here we go. Sonny's going to get another slam piece this week. Amelia, another, you know, Sonny's the sex god. I don't understand.
If there's anybody who's ever went through forced chemistry on a soap, it's him.
And did you see One Life to Live this week when Tate got on The View and acted like Tom Cruise?
Oh, my God.
Was that not awful? It's such an awful soap. I know we talked about this already the last couple of weeks, but... Oy, it's so bad.
I just don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
Well, it's...
Don't watch it. I'll watch it for you.
Well, thank you. It's... it's a show, though, that when you look at it, the casts or the sets are better.
It should be great.
There's so much about it that could be great.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's just missed
not.
Potential. I mean, it's missed opportunity after missed opportunity. It is so sad to watch One Life to Live right now. When I say All My Children is miles better than it, mm-hmm. I'm not lying. I'm not kidding. And then you turn over to Guiding Light, and you see Josh being torn between loving Cassie and pushing her away for her own good and having his hot ex-wife right there. Reva or Cassie, hello. Ice cream or grass. I'll eat the ice cream, thanks. And I mean it like grass that you mow, mm-hmm. okay?
Not the other type of grass.
Not the other type.
Uh-huh,
I hear Blake's
uh-huh,
coming
uh-huh.
out of her, I hear Blake's coming out of her coma next week.
Oh, I hope so. Maybe she'll come back and put what's his name in it.
Oh, Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. I hope so. And then, you know, General Hospital, I've been really... I'm so sick of the Three Stooges, though. They need to give us a break. And I know I've said that before, but my goodness. I like Spinelli. I know you love him.
I don't love him. I don't love him. The thing about
this week, all you've talked about is how cool Spinelli was.
I think that the Spinelli and Sonny storyline is father and son, because considering they're such polar opposites, and since it won't be a thing of, oh, I hate my dad because he abandoned me type thing, I think that it would make a good storyline. But honestly, to be honest, Spinelli is one of those people, small doses all the way.
Absolutely.
Because he's great. He's a great supporting character. But if they're going to keep him this way, mm-hmm. then we're in trouble.
Right. And what about, I know I keep skipping soaps around on you because, you know, I've got like, what's that called? The Virginia Woolf disease, stream of consciousness, where you just jumped one subject to another.
Okay.
Bold and Beautiful. I mean, Nick and Taylor... I swear, if I hear the words "my child" or "our baby" one more time,
oh, it was so bad. Seriously, this is the Bold and Beautiful that I always used to make fun of. It's so bad.
This is the Bold and Beautiful that sucks. And here we go.
And how is it?
Taylor
and Hook. How is it that this happens after you have such great stuff last fall and even this spring?
I know, and we talk about it.
And,
like,
and of course,
oh, Bold and Beautiful is getting so much better. And then people start tuning in, and they're like, no, it was. Trust me. It just, they fell so quickly, too. It was like, boom.
Well, and, yeah, exactly.
Rick. Rick and Phoebe, who are just repulsive. Rick is just repulsive to me. He's, everything he does.
He was much better on, Days of Our Lives.
See, I just don't like the actor very much.
Hey.
And I think, no, I'm not done. And I think it's this role. I really do. He's coming across as kind of slimy. So, on Days of Our Lives, he was better. But on this role, it's making me dislike the actor, and that's not fair. Because he's just come across as slimy. You know, Ridge is killing me. Ridge is killing me.
Well, yeah, your family. No.
Okay, Bridget, okay? You stay out of it. And even when Ridge is out of it, I still find them repulsive. And I'm not a Ridge fan at all, but he's right.
Well, how many people are?
A lot of people are. You wouldn't believe it. I got on the internet and was like, whoa.
Are you serious?
I should stop insulting Ridge so much. Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, same thing on As the World Turns.
Boy, how the mighty have fallen.
I can't get past it.
I don't understand. And Lily, they sent her to a sanitarium for basically taking trim spa.
Sanitarium? I thought it was rehab.
A rehab sanitarium.
Well, that stuff is addictive from what I understand.
Well,
I mean, I would know, but...
Yeah,
but... Because I'm big and fat, but yeah. And I enjoy it. So...
I don't understand.
I don't either. Well, I mean, almost every storyline on that show, I just watch and go, I don't get it.
Literally, the only thing is,
Gwen needs to get off my screen.
Oh,
I love
God.
Jennifer Landon, but good gravy, give us a break.
Amen. Amen. Oh, preach it.
I can't believe it. It's the EJ effect, the oversaturation of a loved character. And now we're sick of it.
And it's happening on every single soap right now, and I've never seen it where it's so much that way.
Okay, hold on.
Well, not every single soap. All My Children, it was Bianca.
And Babe.
Well, she's not beloved.
She was. She does have fans.
But it's not the type like EJ, who is immensely popular, overused him and done him.
Okay,
then
so
you have
Ryan,
Bianca.
Bianca.
Bianca, EJ, Jennifer Landon...
Gwen, yeah. Let me see. Oh, Lulu. Definitely. Lulu.
Oh, definitely.
I would say Nick on Bold and the Beautiful. He needs to get off my screen for a day. EJ, that's a good one. Lulu is an awesome one. Guiding Light, Ava. And I don't understand. No, I take that back.
No,
Daisy.
I'd see.
Daisy.
What about Cassie?
Cassie.
I know.
I do not understand the love for this character. I do not get it. Cassie needs... Oh,
Young and
Jessica.
The Restless.
Jessica on One Life to Live. She needs to get off my screen for a little bit. And
there's
it's not that
one.
I don't
Jessica,
like these characters.
Jessica, too. Oh, yeah.
And it's not like I don't like these characters. I do, but they're oversaturating me, and now I'm sick of them. I am sick of them. On Young and the Restless, probably either Sharon or Phyllis.
Phyllis isn't that bad.
No, but she was on a lot. And then there was Amber when she... Oh, God, gravy. Every storyline, every day. Back off. You know. Young and Restless isn't as bad at it as the other ones, especially One Life to Live, General Hospital. Lulu, we've got to have a break from Lulu.
No kidding.
And I do not want to hate Lulu. And it's... I'm getting to the point where I just want to smack her. And I definitely want to smack the Three Stooges, so... And, well, As the World Turns, there's, you know, Jennifer Landon is just, and Meg for a little bit. Meg was almost.
For a little bit?
Hey, I don't hate her the way you hate her. Nobody hates her the way you hate her.
Well, that may be true.
So, yeah, I mean, and then there's the flip side of characters I want to see more of, but I'm afraid to ask for it because what if the EJ effects starts like Ashley on Guiding Light. Well, she starts to annoy me because she's on every day. I'd much rather have her like she is now, adorable and cute and lovable and vulnerable, instead of, you know, Lulu, who started off that way and now she's turning into Carly Jr. So, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, I completely
I'm afraid
agree.
To even say it. I'm afraid to even say I want more blah blah blah.
I'm
terrified.
Yeah.
What?
It's just, I don't understand how the soaps can be suffering so bad in the ratings I can't understand why they're suffering so bad in the ratings, but I don't understand why these people are not listening to the fans. It makes no sense.
I don't get it either.
It's not like we ask for that much. We ask for cross-generational storylines that involve all generations.
Character-driven stories,
and even the soaps like General Hospital, which are known more for their action, they've been, since the Metro Court, they've been able to do character-driven action stories, which is sort of hard if you think about it.
Well, exactly. This past week, especially on General Hospital, all of the character interaction has made me just adore it, and you know how hard that is for me to say.
Yeah.
It has been super good. I am tired of Elizabeth staring at Jason while holding her stomach. We get it. He's the daddy. Got it! You know, I'm tired of Sonny gazing longingly into the eyes of the bourbon or scotch or whatever he's drinking that day. I'm sick of it. We get it. You're torn. You're heartbroken. Got it. But the scrub stuff, the Jax stuff, I love Jax. I think the Alexis... Anything with Alexis here lately has just been gold.
Where's Constance Towers?
Not on the screen.
Yeah, I'm mad. I'm mad.
You're pouty. Doesn't sound mad. It sounds pouty. But she's gold too. But I'm kind of glad for this week. I mean, too much Carly as usual, too much Lulu as usual.
But even still, I think that Laura Wright. I love Laura Wright. I really do.
I know. No secret.
Okay. Hey, I'm working on my top five list for the Movie Junkie podcast.
Uh-huh.
The next one we're doing is upcoming summer sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Or not summer sequels, the upcoming movies we're looking forward to this summer. And I've got four of my five listed.
Okay.
Any suggestions?
Okay. You have the Spider-Man, of course.
Nope, I don't want Spider-Man.
What? Why?
Long story. I need other suggestions. I got 7 minutes before we start recording podcast.
I need to know what's coming. So, okay. Lucky You, Waitress, 28 Weeks Later, Georgia Rule. I'm just reading Shrek Third.
I've got Shrek. I've got Harry Potter. Okay. I got Shrek, Bourne Ultimatum, Pirates, and I'm missing my fifth one.
Condemned, Snow Cake, Hip Hop. I'm just reading what's on here. That's already... Okay, hold on. Wait. Show movies for June 2007. Here we go. Mr. Brooks, Knocked Up, that does not look good. Daywatch, Blood Hunter Rise, whatever that is. Gracie, Crazy Love, Surf's Up, Ocean's 13. Fantastic Four, The Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Ooh, okay, that will work.
Okay,
it's
going to
suck,
reading.
But I'll use it up.
Hold on. September Dawn with Jean Voight. Ratatouille. Live Free or Die Hard.
That one's good. That one's... Oh, there we go. There we go. There we go.
Death at a Funeral. Sorry. I'm just looking. Transformers.
Damn!
We'll put that in there.
Well, I've already got five, so I'm going to have to do some ties. Not Your Podcast, Bug Off.
Hairspray with John Travolta.
No.
The Simpsons Movie.
No.
Okay. Underdog, The Bourne Ultimatum. I am looking forward to that.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Like,
seriously.
Rush Hour 3, Signal, Rocket Science.
You know what?
That's going to be good.
We've got our tickets for Spider-Man. All four of us are going to the midnight showing.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
The Invasion. With Nicole Kidman and Daniel Craig.
I've gotta go because I've got 3 minutes before everybody logs in to go to start doing that.
So you've got your five.
Yes, I've got my five. Unless you want to pop in and say hi.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well,
thank you though.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.